That's right. It's time to jump in the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 25th of November. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 885, the Siege of Paris took place when Viking forces consisting of 300 longships and thousands upon thousands of men sailed the Seine River as part of a siege that would last for many months but began on today's date, November 25th. They first attempted to break down the city's walls with siege engines, but when that failed, continued the attack while raiding the surrounding countryside until the Imperial Army showed up and forced the Vikings to scatter.
You might wake up some morning.
On November 25th in 1343, a tsunami caused by an earthquake in the Tyrrhenian Sea devastated Naples and the Maritime Republic of Amalfi, amongst other places. In 1491, the Siege of Granada took place on November 25th. The last Moorish stronghold in Spain ended with the Treaty of Granada. In 1839, a cyclone slammed India with high winds and a 40-foot storm surge, destroying the port city of Kringa, which has never actually been completely rebuilt since this disaster took place. Now, the storm wave swept inland, taking with it some 20,000 ships and thousands of people, an estimated 300,000 deaths. 300,000 deaths resulted from this disaster on November 25th in 1839. In 1876, in retaliation for the American defeat at the Battle of Little Bighorn, the very famous defeat at the Battle of Little Bighorn, the United States Army sacked a sleeping Cheyenne village at the headwaters of the Powder River. The village was ruled by the famous Indian chief Morning Star, also known as Chief Dull Knife. Now, at least 40 Indians were killed and the rest driven into freezing temperatures with nothing but the clothes on their backs. On November 25th in 1915, Albert Einstein presented the field equations of general relativity to the Prussian Academy of Sciences. In 1947, as part of the Red Scare, the Hollywood Ten, a group of Hollywood screenwriters and directors who would refuse to answer questions about their allegiances to the Communist Party, were blacklisted by Hollywood movie studios. And finally, on November 25th in 1984, 36 top musos gathered in a Notting Hill studio and recorded Do They Know It's Christmas, the famous Band-Aid track Do They Know It's Christmas, in order to raise money for famine relief in Ethiopia.
It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love.
Got some famous birthdays for you today as well. Andrew Carnegie, one of the richest men of his time and founder of the famous concert venue Carnegie Hall. He was born on this day in 1835. Now, if you're in New York, do you know the way to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. Joe DiMaggio, Jolton Joe, the famous baseball player and second husband of Marilyn Monroe. He was born on this day in 1914. Ricardo Montalban of Fantasy Island and the original Khan of Star Trek. He is born on this day in 1920. Actress Christina Applegate is 45 today. Happy birthday, Christina. And Scott Cam, big shout out, hosting the block these days, I think. Camo, he is 54 today. Also have some famous musos for you. Saxophone player Willie Smith, he was born on this day in 1910. R&B legend Percy Sledge. He was born on this day in 1940, best known for that incredible growling voice on When a Man Loves a Woman. And folk singer Bob Lind, he's turning 74 today. Been hearing a little bit of his track Elusive Butterfly, some beautiful poetry on this track. The original version, do recommend you check it out. But we are going to go out on something just a little bit different. This one going out to Mark Lanegan, former frontman for the Screaming Trees, also done some terrific solo work. He's 52 today, and we've played some of his stuff here on 2SER before, so I thought I might play you out on one of my favourites from Mark Lanegan, the Mark Lanegan Band, from the 2014 album Phantom Radio. Take us out on This Day in History for 2SER 107.3. This is Sad Lover. Very happy birthday, Mark.